One of my favorite Tiffany Haddish stories. Remember we did that show in San Jose, and it was Red Band, you, me, and Tiffany Haddish and somebody, maybe Ari or somebody. It was one of, it might have been Punch Drunk and Red Band and Ari, and Tiffany. But then the next day, everybody leaves in different realms. But Tiffany and Red Band and I were like, let's go get brunch. So we had brunch before we left. I drove up with Red Band, so I was driving back. So after we get brunch, three of us are standing, Red Band, Tiffany, and I. And we're just standing. All of us killed that night and the night before. So it's the next morning. And then so we're standing there awkwardly, like, after brunch. And Tiffany's like, all right, well, I'm going to go to my hotel room and take a shit. I'll see you guys back in L.A. And I'm like, dude, that is a badass bitch. To just say to two of us, I'm going to go take a shit. And I'm going to get on the road. I'm like, okay, yeah, you are a comic.
I know Dana Min Goodman. She told me the story a long time ago. I wasn't fucking big enough or smart enough or brave enough to fucking go and bang, because I just gotten through something at the Comedy Store where I used to fight with these guys who stole everybody's jokes, and I basically got blackballed from going on the road with everybody, so I didn't want to rock the boat anymore. Yeah. But she told me that, and what was, this guy would invite chicks up. Hey, you want to smoke weed in my hotel? And they go up there and they'd roll the joint and they're smoking. They're like, hey, Lou, you want a hit? And he's like, nah. And they would turn around and they turn back and he was jerking off. And when they left, he shut the door and locked them. That's like real shit.
That's
dude.
Real.
You know,
predator
now
shit.
We have people that we know have come forward in the wine. Like, the great example is the Tiger Woods shit, okay?
Yeah.
Tiger Woods come out. This woman says she. Most of those girls were porn stars looking for attention. So there is that in there, dude.
Yeah.
The truth is. A couple things going on here. I think some very dark shit's about to come out, like really high-level dark shit that they are either, one, trying to get you ready for, or two, they're trying to get you fucking to not give a fuck about it.
Here we go.
And so when the big stuff comes, you're like, oh, here we go. Because it's kind of what you're saying right now. You're like, oh, these girls are just coming out. That is the start of it. These girls are coming out left and right. And it's just like, oh, now it's just women saying whatever they can. Now, the problem I have is this, and I'll let you talk, is when these female comics are all like, you know, maybe you should support a female comedian, go buy a ticket to a show. Like, that would never fly with anything else. That's like saying, hey, there was a school shooting. Why don't you go buy my kids fucking Christmas cards and Christmas gifts? You know, it's that is tasteless to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's tasteless. Mm-hmm. That's monetizing off of fucking shit. Unless you were like, these are the chicks who got fucking used and abused by Louis C.K. Why don't you support their fucking projects?
Support their projects.
Yes, not come see me because I got a vag.
Everything that I know about football and the rest of the schedule and everything that I know. If you were giving me NBA advice, I would listen clearly. If I was involved in a bet that involved hot dogs getting shot in your ass. You have no chance of winning this bet with Johnny in it. None of us do. If he's out of this bet, one of the three of us will win this bet.
You're all about equal footing, I would say.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
But right now, Ari is leading. And you're like, oh, he's going to lose.
By one game, and I play him this weekend. If I beat him, all three of us have the same record. Johnny still has a two-game streak on us.
But with Johnny in
it,
I'm insured Ari will fucking get hot dogs in his ass.
But you're
going to lose. I mean, you're going to get hot dogs in your ass.
You, for sure.
But I will gladly take hot dogs knowing that Ari's taking
hot
dogs,
too. But listen, he's a 500 team. All three of us right now are 500 team. He just lost his best player for 6 weeks. So he's guaranteed to be one of the fucking three losers
of
this bet.
Yeah, he's almost certainly going
to
lose either way.
He's guaranteed to be one of the three losers now. And you are insisting on keeping the guy that's going to win this in the bet, which means you and I...
Ari's gonna lose.
You and I have a chance of winning if Johnny's out.
I'm gonna think about it. But what's gonna happen?
You gotta decide before Sunday.
They
play on Sunday.
I'm gonna think about it.
You have literally 36 hours
to
decide.
36 hours to think about.
You are not gonna do anything. You are gonna forget, and then Cowboys are gonna
Here's
beat the Falcons.
Happen,
Cowboys are gonna beat the Falcons, and you and I are going to guaranteed lose this bet.
If anybody but me wins, if we kick you out and anybody but me wins, you have to be the guy who shoves the hot dogs in the ass. Like, you know.
I don't give a shit
about
that.
What's the bet? I thought you guys were playing for money. Jesus Christ.
Ari, Sam, and I, and Johnny. Sammy is a Raiders fan. I'm a Falcons fan. He's a Carolina fan. And Ari Shaffir is a Cowboys fan. We made a bet that the loser whatever team has the best record, the other three guys have to put a frozen hot dog in their asshole. Sam wants to use a condom, and I'm cool with that.
I don't know, Johnny. I don't know.
Why does that have to be frozen?
You're making a big mistake.
So it doesn't
I'm
break.
Fine with
so
that.
It doesn't break.
Yeah, so it's hard enough to jam.
So
up
hard,
in the
hard
mix.
Up to jam in there.
All I want is a big pull of sausage.
I believe you're not going to do it even if you lose. You're not going to do it, and that's why you don't care about this right
I've
now.
I've been
You're
doing
not going to do it.
I've been practicing for 2 weeks.
I've paid off every bet that I've done.
I've only had four.
You're going to do this.
I've paid off every
tell
bet
me,
I've
you,
ever done.
Tell me you're going to, if you lose, you're going to stick a hot dog up your
He's
ass
gonna
on camera.
He's
going to
eat the fucking hot dog.
On camera.
Eat hot dog.
I paid every fucking
on camera.
Hot dog. Everyone I've done.
You're going to let them stick a hot dog in your ass on camera.
Everyone I've done.
No, tell me that. Tell me what I just
every
said.
Every single bet
tell me you're
going to
put a hot dog
There's
in your ass.
There's two guys who own a fucking, still haven't paid off a bet from fucking over a year ago.
You're
one
not
of them.
You're not
and then the
deal.
Other one's got the other one. So listen, I've always
You'll
paid
quit.
My bets off.
You'll quit.
Okay?
You'll quit.
Now, are we talking Hebrew National or are we
what
talking Parma
Dodger,
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 Dodger Dogs.
We're talking
I'm
about
telling
life.
You this.
We're talking
Johnny.
About LA Street
I'm
Dog, bacon
this,
wrapped,
dude,
bacon
okay?
wrapped LA Street Dog.
I much rather fucking think I'm going to take
hey,
one
what's
in
your
the
team?
Ass than have any
Raiders.
Any
his is Raiders.
Oh, his is Raiders?
That Ari won't be doing this bet.
He's getting fucked in the
this
ass.
This is more important. Yeah. It's more important for me, Ari, to do the bet than for me not to do the bet.
He's not going to win either way, though. That's what we're trying to tell you.
That's the point
Ari's
that we're making.
Dumb.
Ari
is
guaranteed
out.
To not win. If you guys got a rock hard dick, there's an amount you can put it in me for. Just sell me on
but
it.
But just think of this, dude. If you had a $300,000, would you stick it in, Tebow?
Fuck no.
That's a then.
Sorry. Yeah. I would invest it.
That's called throwing good money after good money.
And then get better fucking prostitutes.
But you don't even know what my asshole's
I would
capable
pay him,
of, bro.
I would pay him $300,000 to not tell anyone I fucked him.
I've had shits come out of my ass that thanked me for the pleasant time that they had in there.
Oh, dude, I would love to see the house that Tebow bought with his butthole money, and it just has a plaque.
It's
the
got
house
a,
that my butthole bought, right?
It's got a lot of bidets in it.
What are we up to?
There's no front.
I like how you just killed this, 15 minutes by talking.
No front doors.
We're
54. By raffling off my asshole. We killed our last 15 minutes by raffling off my asshole.
We're at 54 minutes.
Classic punch drunk.
54.
Classic punch drunk.
Well, guys.
Sam on his phone trying to figure out who Tebow might take it up the ass for.
No. I just got
You just texted Rogan, hey, you got 90 bucks?
I told you he'd check out after
you
that.
You know he does. You know he does.
What do you mean check out? I fucking drove the fucking show trying to figure it out. You
it's
know?
Okay, man.
Johnny's still mad
okay.
because I just have to guarantee that.
You
got to
let
doing.
Me out of this bed, dude. He's still
well,
he's almost
listen,
certain.
Listen, if everybody that listens to this, it'll post probably tonight or whatever. All day Saturday, keep reminding Sam, you have until 9:55 Sunday morning, Pacific Standard Time.
I have a proposal.
To let Johnny in or out of the bet.
Poll on Twitter.
Set it
yes
up.
Yes or no.
Set it up right
and
now.
And then you decide based on that.
No.
Wait, what's
so
the
you're
punishment
a,
for dropping out,
it.
Though?
He's not doing
what's
this
the punishment thing. For dropping out?
I'm not. You can
he's
just drop
he's
out.
Clearly in first.
He's in first place.
Yep, he's going to win the bet, and then all three of us are going to have to put a hot dog in our ass.
Okay.
Ari and I are proposing, let this guy out of the bet, and then it's just the three of us, and one of us at least has a chance of winning. And Sam is saying, no, I want Johnny to win the bet. I want all three of us to put a hot dog in our asshole. Because that's how desperately he wants
you know
Ari to
because
put a dick
but,
in his asshole.
But
is that right?
But also, Sam is a man of his word. And like you said, he always pays up his fucking bets.
He's not doing this.
Thank you, dude.
You won't even say it. You won't even say it, you'll do it.
Once he sets his mind to something, he will fucking stick that motherfucker to the end.
Thank you,
Jeff. He can't even set his mind to
Would you like to make a bag of bets about that?
Yeah. That's the bag of bets. Do that, for sure.
So what was the, like... The winner just doesn't get a dick, yep. doesn't get a hot dog in the ass.
That's it.
That's
yeah.
it.
That's it.
No money.
Welcome to Punch Drunk.
Yeah.
Welcome to Punch Drunk.
Guys.
Raise your voice.
Guys. Try. Hey.
If you want to hear more stuff like this, go to the Patreon, you guys.
Go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports and support the show.
And forward slash
anyway. What's the
it's
difference?
It's not a backslash, by the way. It's a forward slash.
It's forward a forward slash. Yeah. Go there.
The difference is the right one and the
just,
wrong one.
You know the slash.
But guys, support the podcast. You
support
can listen to
it.
Stuff like this. It's a lot. We had a good episode today. We always have bonus stuff with great guests like Joe Rogan and Bert
Why
Kreischer.
Is Cumtown getting so many people?
Fuck Cumtown.
Fuck Cumtown. Support Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win.